Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Tim. Hi.
It's just great to have you here.
Thank you, Tim. Tim, my house is part of a development that was built in 1988, and I'm an original homeowner.
Okay.
It's built on a slab, and there's no basement. When you enter the house, on the right-hand side is the powder room half bath.
Yes.
So at the end of last summer, I noticed a bit of moisture down at the base of the toilet, and that's against the outside wall. So before calling you this morning, I put some paper towel around, and seems like there's a dampness around the whole outline of the toilet on the floor.
Okay.
What is the problem? It's no standing water, but you can just see like an outline. It's darker around the base.
It's actually darker around the base of the toilet.
Yeah.
And there's no standing water whatsoever on the
On the floor, no. I would have to put my hand down, and actually I stuck like paper towel like in the crevice.
Yes.
Just to kind of see.
And we're talking about where the actual toilet contacts the floor.
Correct.
Okay. How about the, have you had any problems at all with, and this is a problem in the summer than the winter. You haven't had any type of condensation problems on the outside of the tank. You know, where you actually get liquid water on the outside of the tank.
No.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes people, that's really a big problem down in Florida, and I would expect it actually in New Jersey in the summertime since it can get so humid. But this is a wintertime problem. This problem started when, again?
I noticed at the end of last summer, and, you know, I don't know anything, so I thought maybe the outside hose where, you know, on the back wall of that toilet is where you would hook up outside. So I thought that had something to do with it, but I really don't think so now.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, too, with what I call, I call them, there's two types of leaks in plumbing. I'm a licensed master plumber, just so you know. When you have a problem with a water line, you know, I call those pressure leaks, you know, like a very, very small pinhole leak. You can, believe me, they let you know that they're there because... Not that so much that they get worse, but if there's this a drop of water either every 10 minutes or just like a little ultra-fine spray of water out of a pipe, I mean, you're going to get a significant buildup of water, you know, somewhere, you know, like a big hole in the ceiling. Drainage leaks, though, where they're in the drain pipes, they're a little tougher because they only tend to leak when you obviously have water go down the pipe. You know, and some of those may leak just time to time. They don't leak every time. And you can have leaks in what we call water supply lines when you activate a valve. In other words, when you turn a valve on, you may start to get water that leaks around the body of the valve, you know, like the what we call the valve stem or whatever. So on this outside hose, for example, if you haven't used the hose like all fall and all winter,
mm-hmm.
then I wouldn't expect to see a problem there. See what I mean? In other mm-hmm. words, it's just... It's in a state of dynamic equilibrium. In other words, it's just not leaking right now. You may have a problem with... Does the toilet wiggle at all? In other words, is the toilet really firm? Or when you sit on it, does it kind of rock a little bit?
I think it's firm now. You know, I have a bathroom upstairs, and that is self-flushing. I don't know whether that would have an effect.
Well, I mean, if there was a leak at the toilet, like you're talking about, and it's just kind of getting damp around the bottom of the base, the first thing I would that I would suspect would be that the wax ring, the gasket between the toilet bowl and the toilet flange, has maybe failed. You know, but that is very unusual for those things to fail. And if the toilet is rock solid, you know, where it doesn't move, there's been no movement in the floor, those wax rings rarely fail. I mean, it's like if the flange is fine, if the toilet's fine, if the floor's not moving, then it's almost impossible for that wax ring to fail. You know, I mean, it just doesn't happen. But I'm telling you, based on everything you said, I think that might be the problem. And luckily, that's an easy thing for a plumber to repair. It just means they have to pull the toilet up, put a new wax ring down, and away you go.
Okay.
Done.
So you're saying a gasket and a wax ring.
Yes. It's an assembly that it's actually the seal that connects. It's just like a, it's really, that's the best way to say it. It's a gasket. In other words, if you've ever put engines together, when you put the head, the cylinder head, you know, on an engine block, they have to put a gasket there, you know, to seal where those two pieces of metal contact one another. Well, it's the same thing with a toilet. When you decide to put the toilet actually on the ceramic tile floor, you have to make a positive seal between the bottom of the toilet and the toilet flange. And we use this thing called a wax ring to do that.
Is that like caulking?
Not really. It's kind of similar, but the wax ring, it's just exactly what it is. It's actually a big ring of wax.
Oh.
And it's soft at room temperature. And when you gently push that toilet down to the floor, that wax ring conforms to the shape of both the underside of the toilet and the toilet flange. And this wax is very thick and dense, and it resists, you know, all the water pressure. I mean, this is exactly why when a toilet backs up, you know, like when you flush it and it gets stopped up, you don't have water squirt out the bottom of the toilet, because the all that hydrostatic head from all that extra water that's sitting in the bowl, it can't push the wax out of the way.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's why the wax rings are very important. If you didn't have a wax ring, that water would be gushing out the bottom of the toilet. It would be pretty ugly.
Oh, okay.
It's like death on a stick.
Well, that kind of sounds like it, because, like I said, it's no standing water, and I would have to, you know, push paper towel right in the crevice to get any dampness.
Yes. All right, okay, well, I think it's time for you to call a plumber up and see what he has to say.
Thank you very much.
Well, Barbara, you call me anytime.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.